while Chandler is absent from the castle, Nadja decides to question Arrhenius, the venomous dwarf, whom Chandler has locked in an upper room. Meanwhile, Chandler returns with the news that the rascally Count Metzos has ended his life. Suddenly, fire breaks out in the castle. Hurrying the family to safety, Chandler finds Nadja is locked in the room with Arrhenius, who has thrown away the key. Chandler breaks down the door and lowers Nadja from the window. Bob cries to Chandler to save himself. There is a crash as the wall collapses.
Chandu, the magician.
Come on, Mother. Don't stand there in the snow. There's nothing we can do. Come on, let me take you down to the palace. Nick sent for a carriage.
Oh, I'm not cold, Bobby. That horrible fire keeps me warm. Mother, you don't really believe Uncle Frank. I mean, you don't really think he didn't get out of here.
Of course he didn't get out, Betty. You saw him yourself there in that window just as the whole wall fell.
But, Mother, now, do you think... Oh, I know he didn't get killed in there. I know he didn't. I bet that's what the yogi meant.
Meant by what, Betty?
Oh, don't you know how he's been saying not to be deceived by the appearance of death? I bet that's what he's talking about.
Oh, no, Betty. Those messages were for Uncle Frank, not for us.
Well, maybe. But I'll bet somehow or other Uncle Frank got out of there.
Right you are, Betty Lou.
My God.
Are you all right, Nadja?
Of course, John Lou. And you?
Oh, I knew you'd get out, Uncle Frank.
Well, I can tell you, I didn't know whether you would or not when you started letting Nadja down from the window, and I saw the fire coming up all around you. It's a good thing you didn't try to come down by the stairs, Uncle Frank. The reason I lowered Nadja from the window was because I heard the stairs fall, and I knew it would be no use to go that way. What happened to Arrhenius?
Gee, he didn't stop for anything. He just ran off into the snow as fast as he could go. You're not going to waste time looking for him, are you?
No. And there's no use staying here in the snow. There's nothing we can do to save the castle.
Uncle Frank, what do they do when they have fires in Lobova?
There's nothing to do. They have no fire equipment.
So all our things are gone?
Oh, don't think of that, Betty. If we hadn't discovered the fire just when we did, every one of us might have lost our lives in there.
Sure does burn, doesn't it? Yes. The floors and woodwork burn like paper. They're so old and dry.
And now the secrets of those underground rooms are lost forever, eh, Chandu?
Yes. It was too bad they had to sacrifice the whole castle for that, wasn't it?
Thanks. You mean you think someone deliberately burned the castle?
Of course.
But what could have been in it important enough to induce anybody to burn the castle?
Gee, I should think if they had anything in there they didn't want anybody to find, they'd just take it away. You don't understand, Bob. This might be something that couldn't be taken away.
Then you didn't discover all the secrets down there after all?
Perhaps not. But come, Dorothy. You and the children must go down to Mr. Mason.
I thought we were going down to stay at the palace. Nick said he was sending a carriage for us.
I met Nicholas just as he was leaving and told him. I think it's better for us to go to Mr. Mason.
Oh, Uncle Frank, think how thrilling it would be to stay at the palace of a real king.
Yes, I know, but we won't go there tonight.
But what about Nadja?
Here comes Lupu. I'll speak to him. Lupu, here we are. Are your wagons ready to go?
Chandu, you are alive?
Very much so.
But I saw you standing in the window, and the wall fell. You were there. How could you...
I guess you don't know about the magic powder, Lupu.
Bobby.
You have escaped that magic, Chandu?
I didn't say so, Lupu.
No, but once when we were down in Egypt, we were all locked in a native hut there on the banks of the Nile. There was a bomb about to go off. And Uncle Frank sent us all out into the desert so we wouldn't get hurt. And then the very next minute, the place blew up. Boy, wasn't that an explosion.
I know, and that was the reason I just knew Uncle Frank would get out this time.
And are we just going to stand here in the snow waiting for a fire to burn itself out before we leave?
Oh, Chandu, I am sorry. But I was so rejoiced to see you alive that I have forgotten for the moment.
Well, that's all right, of course. Are your wagons ready to go?
I'll be through.
But now Nadja's clothes are wet. She'll freeze traveling in one of those wagons.
Oh, sister of Chandu, Lupu's wagons are dry and warm. And there are dry clothes for Nadja to wear.
Now we'll go then, and we must say goodbye here in the snow.
Oh, Nadja, I'm so sorry you can't stay any longer. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Nadja. Sure was keen to see you again. You can't say we haven't done our best to show you a good time burning the town down for you and everything.
Goodbye, Bob. Goodbye, Betty. Dorothy, you will write to me very soon.
Of course. Goodbye, Nadja.
Chandu,
we meet again, Nadja.
Well, Uncle Frank, I thought you were going with her as far as Lausdor.
I was, but the fires attracted so much attention to me, I couldn't go now unnoticed. Bob, you take Nadja to Lupu's wagon, will you?
I'd like to keep Lupo here with me for a few minutes.
Sure. The carriage for Mr. Mason is standing with the wagons of my people, Chandu.
Oh, is that so? Then Dorothy and Betty, you better go along with Bob. I'll come down to Mr. Mason in a little while.
Please don't be long, Frank. It's too cold up here, and you can't do anything more.
I won't be long, Doc.
What have you done with the dwarf Arania, Chandu?
I couldn't leave him in there to be burned to death, of course. So I tossed him out the window to Bob and Nicholas, who caught him in a piece of canvas. Bob said he ran away, which was unfortunate, but I might have expected it.
Let him go, Chandu. I will meet him again, and let him be aware of the gypsy vengeance. You have wished to speak to me alone, Chandu?
I want to see if we can find that little statue of an Egyptian king. It was standing on a table next to the wall in Bob's room last night, and I thought it might have fallen near here when the wall collapsed.
Oh, Chandu, but even the witch charm of my grandmother would not bring such good fortune as that the little statue will fall here in the snow instead of inside where the fire is so hot.
I don't know. I think we may find it if we look for it now before the snow is any deeper. Let's see if we can figure out about where the room was. That pine tree was at the corner of the castle, and Bob's room should have been about here, I should think.
Oh, but among these blocks of stone and bits of glass, it will be impossible to find the statue, Chandu. Why do you not wait until the fire is dead?
Someone else might find it. It should be about here. Now, it would fall this way, perhaps. What if... Look, Lupu. Here it is. The witch charm of your grandmother must have been working tonight. What luck.
Oh, Chandu, you do not need my gypsy charm. You have plenty of good fortune without it. What is it you do to this statue, Chandu?
Look here. The head unscrews.
But how could you know that?
Well, there was some reason for the statue to be down there in the hidden room. And it suddenly occurred to me the statue might be hollow.
And is there, Chandu? Is there?
Just a minute. Yes, look. And it's written on that same kind of paper. Look here, Lugu. Did you ever see paper like this before?
It looked as if it had come from China, Chandu.
That's what I think. Let's see if we can read what it says. Listen. Brothers, unless we walk carefully, great disaster may visit us. Fail not to meet at the appointed place in Paris. The one we serve has commanded it. The clock strikes five. Now, what does that mean?
You think it means they meet in Paris on a certain day at 5 o'clock, Chandu?
No, I think it's a code sentence of some kind. I'll just put the head back on this statue and take it along.
I do not understand, Chandu, how the little statue of Khufu could be in the young gentleman's room.
Oh. You see, it was in the Egyptian room in the cellar. No doubt left there for different members of this organization, whoever they are, to come in and read the message. But then my sister and the children were down there and found the statue and took it upstairs. They left it in the drawing room. And Irene, who probably isn't in the secret and thought the statue was just an ornament, picked it up when he was hiding in the drawing room and took it to Bob's room for a joke.
So that perhaps those who were to read the message did not?
Maybe. Some of them probably didn't. Now I must be off. Yeah, and so must you. You'll see Nadia safely on the Paris train at Lausdorff, won't you?
You know I will guard her with my life, Chandu.
I know. Well, goodbye. I must get out of Mr. Mason's. You'll hear from me.
Till we meet again, Chandu.
Come in, Frank.
Well, what's the joke?
Oh, don't we all look funny? Come on over here by the fire, Uncle Frank.
Are those Mrs. Mason's dressing gowns you and your mother are wearing?
Yes, we're kind of swimming in them. Mrs. Mason must be kind of tall, Frank.
Let me take your coat and hang it here by the fire to dry.
I'll fix it up, thank you. Where's Mr. Mason?
He brought us up here and found these things to put on while our things were drying. He said he'd be back in a little while to see how we're getting along.
Take this chair, Uncle Frank. Are you cold?
No, I walked down here.
Is the fire still burning at the castle?
Just smoldering now.
Wasn't it lucky you left our passports here with Mr. Mason, Frank?
Yes. I didn't think of the possibility of fire when I did it. I was thinking of someone trying to steal them. Oh, by the way, Betty, I brought you a souvenir of the fire.
Oh, thank you, Uncle Frank. Oh, it's the little statue of Khufu.
Was that the only thing left?
Almost. I found it lying in the snow. I thought Betty might like to have it.
Oh, yes, it was awfully nice of you.
I wish Mr. Mason would come back up here.
I think he'll be back. He said he wanted to talk to you as soon as you came. The servant came and told him there was a lot of mail from America.
We should be hearing from Robert again. How long since you've had a letter, Dorothy?
Nearly a week. Robert said in his last letter he was having difficulty mailing letters. He said he was beginning to believe someone had discovered the location of his laboratory.
Why, Dorothy, you didn't tell me that.
Well, I thought I did. The letter must have come while you were away up in the mountains.
Come in.
See us all looking like scarecrows?
Madame Regent, I have a letter for you. It was sent in a letter to Monsieur Maison.
Oh, thank you. Must be from Robert, Frank. Why, look, Frank. Look. It's written on that same queer paper like we found in the underground room.
It is? What does he say?
He says, dear... Oh, no.
What is it, Doc?
Frank, this is not Robert's writing. Look at it. This letter's not from Robert at all.